Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about being prepared for the next big black bird, the next close encounter of the big bird kind. So here's a question. Here's a riddle. What do a rock, a flea, and a plate have in common with a small business? Here's a hint. They're all associated with surprise and danger. Got any ideas? Here's another hint. A bird is sometimes used to refer to them. Got anything yet? Okay, I'll stop. The rock that I mentioned is the dinosaur-killing asteroid that slammed into what is now the Gulf of Mexico 65 million years ago. The flea contributed to wiping out half of Europe during the Dark Ages. And that plate was the tectonic kind that slipped on Boxing Day 2004, creating the South Asia 9.3 megathrust earthquake and tsunami. And what about that small business? Well, patience, Grasshopper. I'll get to that in a minute. But first, about that bird. Actually, it's a swan, specifically a black one. In nature, as you may know, an adult black swan is considered so extremely rare that it's now the metaphor for an outlier, for any outlier that produces a shocking disruption, if not a catastrophe. A black swan event. How disruptive does a surprise have to be to qualify as a black swan? Well, all of those things that in my list qualify as a black swan. They're mega disruptions on a scale and velocity. That's the important mega disruptions on a scale and velocity that makes him hard to prepare for. During the second half of the 14th century, a flea-borne bacteria caused the Black Death pandemic, which killed 40 million Europeans and changed the course of Western civilization. Read Norman Cantor's book, In the Wake of the Plague, to find out about that. The South Asia tsunami killed hundreds of thousands, almost 300,000, as they literally ran for their lives in that tsunami. That happened in a matter of an hour or two. And, of course, that Cretaceous comet that T-boned our planet and sent T-Rex to the Extinction Hall of Fame. Those are all black swans. But in the third decade of the 21st century, where Moore's Law has compounded technology into talking paint, it's not easy to surprise us anymore, is it? What about a close encounter of the third kind, you say? What if a spaceship landed in our backyard, you say? Well, don't we already know that we're not alone in the universe? Would that really be, it'd be a shock, but would that really be a surprise? So going forward, can't we stipulate that a black swan event is less about something we've never imagined and more about being prepared for a disruption that at least somewhat is out of our control? For example, some people are already calling the coronavirus a black swan. But after the SARS outbreak of 2003 and 4, which also originated in China, we may be worried about this thing, but we can't act like we're surprised. And yet even the disease expands, even if it expands to a major epidemic, but is confined to China without becoming a pandemic, the global economic implications alone could promote the coronavirus to black swan status. Think about that, folks. It doesn't have to become a pandemic for the coronavirus to create black swan, have black swan implications. Now, back to small business, back to your small business. Every black swan event in history was an equal opportunity disruptor of nature, people, businesses, and economics. But there's an associated term that small business owners should contemplate, the black swan theory. This is what eggheads, the black swan theory is what eggheads like me noodle about as we attempt to prepare others for the next big disruptor. As the CEO of your business, should you noodle about the black swan theory? Well, what if tomorrow, think about this, what if tomorrow a herd of noisy D9 caterpillars serve notice that the government is redirecting traffic miles away from the dependable thoroughfare in front of your business? The government moves the highway. Would that be a black swan? Would that be the black swan theory for you? What would how quickly would you be able to respond? Do you have a contingency? Could you have avoided being surprised? Arguably, the last black swan, the financial crisis of 2008, hit all businesses very hard, but the collateral damage to small business was more profound, and it resulted in what I call Main Street's lost decade from 2008 to 2016. So if tomorrow checks in with news that Wall Street has run off the rails again, we can't feign surprise. But if we're not prepared to sustain our business during a 2008 black swan redux, sorry, pun slightly intended, if we're not prepared to deal with another 2008 type of black swan from Wall Street, we'd have no one to blame but ourselves, right? So technically, if it can be imagined, it isn't a black swan. Earthquakes, government guano, digital greed, and pandemics are all part of our history. But an inevitable black swan impact on your business is where the theory comes in handy. It's your job to prepare for being impacted by the next black swan, whether it's local in your backyard or global, like a pandemic. And it's your job to develop a contingency plan. The good news, my friends, is that such a plan would serve against any number of business broadsides that might hit you, because it would surely be heavily weighted toward financial firewalls like reducing debt or broadening your customer base so you aren't dependent upon one source, or providing life insurance on you in case a black swan lands on your head and takes you out. How about that black swan? That happens all the time, right? So whether a black swan or your own personal big black bird, it's your job to imagine and prepare for the next event like that. Think about the black swan theory, because, and here it is. The black swan theory is, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Think about that, my friends. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.